Conservatives rally to hashtag target Tory after leftist toothbrush tantrum. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 19, 2020. An alleged journalist named David Levitt took to Twitter on Friday to announce that he had called the police on a Target store manager named Tory for refusing to sell him an Oral-B electric toothbrush for one penny. Levitt then threatened to take Target to court. Conservatives rallied to Tory's defense on the hashtag TargetTory hashtag and raised $28,000 to send her on a vacation. Levitt is threatening to sue Target for not honoring what appears to be a 1 cent price tag for a display model Oral-B toothbrush. Levitt, who added that he had called the police the store manager named Tory, whose picture he included in the social media post, has fallen under scrutiny on social media by Twitter users who are appalled with his behavior. This, Target, manager Tory is not honoring the price of their items per Massachusetts law, tweeted Levitt on Friday. I just had to call the police because, Target, refused to sell me the toothbrush, he added. Levitt, who claims in his Twitter bio to be an award-winning multimedia journalist, had also taken a photo of the store manager, which he shared with his more than 211,000 Twitter followers. I did not call 911, clarified Levitt in an additional tweet. I called the business number for the police and told them it was not an emergency and they could take their time and explain the situation. The police verified, Target, displayed the price of toothbrush for 1 cent, he continued. The store manager Tory refused to sell me the toothbrush for display price. The police said I need to sue them and that they are making me a verified report take to court, he added. Corporations like Target are not above the law, continued Levitt. The police officer told me they'd testify that they saw the price and that the manager wouldn't sell me the item for the price listed. I have not been able to afford to go to a dentist in over 3 years, claimed Levitt in another tweet. So yes, I wanted a good toothbrush and was thrilled to see such an amazing prize on an Oral-B, but Target refused to honor it and now I have to take them to court. Levitt's tweet soon went viral, but the vast majority of users on social media seemed to react in utter disgust with the man's behavior as they called for him to delete the photo of the Target store manager. Dude, please take her photo down, tweeted one user. In what universe do you think it's okay to shame a woman working at a Target because she didn't sell you a toothbrush for 1 cent? Calling the cops was bizarre, too. It's an obvious, labeling, error, she did her job. Leave the girl out of this and take down her picture. You're a bad person for doing this to her, said another. Delete this, you absolute psychopath, tweeted a third. Soon after, the hashtags hashtag TargetTory and hashtag TeamTory began trending on Twitter. According to the Code of Massachusetts Regulations 943.13F, Target does not have to honor the listed price if it is the result of a gross error. So, you probably shame Tory over the fact that she did her job correctly. Hashtag Team Tory tweeted one user, correcting Levitt's claim. This is the textbook definition of being an absolutely terrible customer, said another. If you've ever worked in retail, you understand. Hashtag Team Tory hashtag Target Tory. Boy fuck you, tweeted a third. So this is why my name is trending. As a fellow Tory who has worked retail, I feel her pain and this man looks dumb trying to get a fucking toothbrush for 1 cent. Get the fuck over yourself. Hashtag Team Tory hashtag Tory Squad. Everyone who has worked retail has met this man, noted a fourth individual. Hashtag Team Tory. Target then reacted to Levitt's tweet, asking him to direct message the store with his contact information. Can we have you please DM us with your name, email, phone number, and the location of the store? Said Target. Assuming you are referring to the 0.01 on the tag. That also shows display and not the item you are showing with the spider anti-theft device. Can you tell us what the police said? They verified the info was accurate and told me I can take you to court for not honoring the price and are giving me a record that what I said happened, replied Levitt. Other users on Twitter responded to Target by urging the store not to comply with Levitt's demands, while others pointed out that man is a professional troll on social media. Hi Target, I spend a lot of money in your stores. I was unfamiliar with this abusive David Levitt until reading this. If you give him the toothbrush for a penny, please let us know, as I will not frequent your stores anymore. He's a cruel bully, tweeted one user. He's dealing with you in bad faith, and everyone knows it, said another. Don't cater to jerks like him, and your real customers will respect you for standing up for decency and fairness. He's a professional troll. Don't give him the satisfaction, tweeted a third. Conservative meme master Carpe Donctum created a GoFundMe for Tory, titled, Send Hashtag Target Tory on a Vacation. The fundraiser has raised over $28,000 as of early Sunday. Huge update, I have made contact with Hashtag Target Tory. She has received authorization to release two photos to verify that we are in contact, tweeted Carpe Donctum, updating his Twitter followers on Saturday afternoon. The tweet included two new photos of the smiling store manager, whose name tag had been changed to Hashtag Target Tory. In one of the photos, Tory held a sign, which read, Thank you for your kindness. Hashtag Target Tory now has sole withdrawal access to the account, added Carpe Donctum in a follow-up tweet. Thank you all for making this happen for her. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram,